Welcome to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Stisham, where entrepreneurs come together to discuss business growth strategies, marketing ideas, techniques, and tips. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Michelle Stisham.
Welcome to a beautiful Monday here in Louisiana. I hope it is as pretty wherever you are. It's hot, obviously. You know, we do that in Louisiana. It's hot. But it's going to be a good week, and let me tell you why, because this is my birthday week. Thursday is my birthday, and like most women I know, I say women, I'm not going to pick on the guys, but like most women I know, I'm in pre-birthday mode, and then I'll go into post-birthday mode on Friday. So we have an entire month of June, half of July celebration thing going on here. So you guys, I know it's going to be a good week. I'll just put that out there for you. A couple of quick things, you know, do a little housekeeping. Don't forget that you can join us live on this call. You can call into 347-989-1363 if you have a comment for one of our guests, or if you would like to share something that you have going on, or if you have a question. Don't forget, we want to make sure that we're bringing you the information that you're looking for to build your business. So feel free, be sure to join us, 347-989-1363. We do this show every Monday at 2 p.m. Central, and we always have fantastic guests. I know today's show will be no different, and a couple of things besides my birthday that's exciting that's going on is right now I'm in the process of touring the country in my Make More Money tour, and that's going fantastic. We did Seattle. We have lots of more stops coming up, and we'll be in many different areas in July and August, so that will be fun. If you guys are, you know, wanting to look at how you bring in more revenue streams or how you convert more clients when you're having those sales conversations, those are the types of things we're looking at in the event. And you can go to www.makemoremoneytour.com, and I would love to see you there. The next thing, and this is the big thing I wanted to talk about really before we brought on our guest, is today is June 23rd, and I know there is a lot of buzz going on out there about Canada's new anti-spam legislation. The new anti-spam law in Canada goes into effect on July 1st, so we're just a couple of days away from there. And I should say first, but I am not claiming to know everything about this. I just have been doing a little research to try to start looking at what it is that I'm going to have to do to modify the way I collect and emails and build my list and what I send out. The thing is that even though I'm in Louisiana, I have a very large audience in Canada, and you may as well, right? If you're traveling the country or if you're using the internet to build your list, then you might have some Canadian followers on your list. And this new law is pretty stringent and kind of scary. And so it obviously definitely is written to the direction of protecting the Canadian public. And I get it that there's, you know, we might need protection from spam. However, my opinion is it's way overdone, and there will be some shifting because this could get ugly and get ugly fast. So I want you to be sure that you are extremely careful in how you are building your list. I was actually in Dallas 2 weeks ago speaking at the PSA chapters, the Public Speakers Association chapters in Dallas, and I'm going to be speaking at quite a few of them in Houston coming up really quickly, and I'll be at Tony Gambone's in Houston. Let me throw that in there on July 1st. But one of the things we spoke about while I was there at the chapter was they were handing each other their business cards. And I made a big point to make sure that they understood that just because that person was handing you their business card doesn't mean that you can put them on your list. There has to be consent. And here in the States, what we've been able to do for consent is simply be that they give you their card, and as long as you say, look, by giving me your card, I'm going to, send you some great tips and a fantastic information on how to build your business. If you don't want to do that, then you need to let me know, right? And so it's your requirement to not put them on the list unless you have that conversation with them. Well, in Canada, that's going to it all of a sudden becomes you have to prove that they said yes, and it sure is hard to prove that verbal yes. So number one, you need to be very careful there. Number two is about the opt-in boxes, and I was just looking at the regulations. You can go to Fight, F-I-G-H-T, Spam, S-P-A-M, .gc.ca, spam.gc.ca. There you will find the regulations and for the new rules. And one part that I thought was really interesting, and especially because my list, I get a lot of opt-ins. To build my list, I do certain things, right? I put out free reports. I do free teleseminars. I have all kind of giveaways, just opt-ins on my website. My opt-ins are everywhere out there. I probably have hundreds at this point. And so on your opt-in box, this new regulation requires that you're very specific about that the end use that they're going to be getting something from you on a consistent basis. And there should be a box for them to check that they understand that. And I'll tell you, I bet I don't have a single opt-in at this moment that has a box for them to check it. Because in the United States, when you have that information there and it says, you know, we are committed to not spamming you. We do not share your information. We will be sending you great business tips in the future. And they hit submit. They give you their email address and they hit submit so that they can get your great free report. That's consent enough in the United States. But my concern for you is that it doesn't look like that's consent enough in Canada. And if there's ever a possibility that a Canadian a citizen would opt in, you probably need to be changing that. So I know that we are going to have to do a lot of changing there. There are a lot of articles written out on the web. I just did a search for Canada anti-spam. There are tons of articles out there. Of course, you want to be very careful which ones you're taking advice from. I prefer that you go straight to the actual government site so you can get some really straight stuff. But I've seen some terrifying numbers in what people are going to be able to sue for if they say that you spam them. And the big thing you need to hear here is that it's all going to be, every single regulation I've read, and I've read probably half of this page so far, every single thing says that I have to prove that they consented, okay? So we just need to be careful, and I wanted you guys to be very aware of that. So that starts again on July 1st, so we're about a week out. That'll be next Tuesday. And if you're building a list, you need to be checking that out. We want to be very careful when we're building our list anyway. I do think that some of this is extreme, but, I wouldn't want any of you to get in trouble or have to fight anything and not be prepared, okay? Very good. And so a couple of I wanted to take just a minute here before we go to break and just give a couple of shout-outs to some of my clients. Oh my gosh, they are just kicking butt out there. And I think last week I told you guys that that my client Jenna was going to be having her first ever one day. She did that on Friday in Houston and just knocked it out of the park. She had 70 people register for that event. It was a fantastic day. She had a really good conversion. It looks like she'll end up making about $25,000 from that one day event. And one of my other clients was there speaking on stage really for one of the first times offering a product and a program that was new to her, and she got 12 signups. I mean, it was fantastic. And then I have other clients. Valerie Hubbard is one of my clients, and she was sponsoring an event. She teaches actors how to make more money, and she was sponsoring an event and got tons of signups. It was just one of those weeks last week where everybody, just everything they touched. Paul Taubman did, if you saw my newsletter, you saw that he was doing a teleclass on Saturday to teach people how to use WordPress, and he just had tons of people show up for the class. So just congratulations to everyone. Kate Beaters is out there just filling her event. She's getting ready to do an event in Boston, her first ever 3-day. So feeling like a proud mama. I sat in the back of that room on Friday and just, you know, beamed with pride. And I hope that each and every one of you are feeling that from your clients, right? Whether it's coaching clients or whether it's people that are using your products and services and seeing big results. That's what I hope for you. So, all right, we are going to take a quick break, and we come back with our first guest. So you guys hold on. Talk to you soon.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tuff Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tuff Talk Radio Network can help you, go to TuffTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Join Judy Hoberman on her radio show, Selling in a Skirt, Mondays at noon Central, for exciting discussions about challenges for women in today's society. The talk is about women in business, work and life balance, leadership, and current events related to gender communication. Be prepared to be inspired, motivated, and challenged. Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on the Tuff Talk Radio Network is your connection to women nationally, internationally, and globally. So get comfy and see what the buzz is all about. Listen live on Mondays at noon by going to sellinginaskirtwithjudyhoberman.com.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
And we're back with our first guest for the show. Deborah, are you there?
I am, absolutely, Michelle.
Awesome. So let me just tell everyone, this is Deborah Bishop. You guys need to really pay attention. I was so impressed. I was just scanning around on your website earlier today. Deborah is an acclaimed intuitive wealth coach and keynote performer, personal development performance artist, just, you know, doing all kind of really cool stuff. I love that you said in there that you developed your life-changing whole wealth method, which is what I would love to talk about, to help individuals from all walks of life break through personal barriers to meet their greatest potential. And you got some really cool stuff going on out there, Deborah. It's so exciting to have you on the show.
Well, thank you very much, and the feeling is absolutely mutual. Just before you called me out, I was writing down that cash in on your expertise. Find out what you had waiting there. So it's really, I'm delighted to be here.
Awesome, awesome. So listen, I like to start these segments by having you just give us the scoop on, you know, the quick down and dirty on how you got to what you're doing now.
Well, I love to call what I do now my vocation because it really is. It's a deep-set passion, heartfelt all the way, and it was really born out of my life's journey. And I will tell you, I've attempted to resist. I've attempted to try to take the reins and say, hey, I'm going over this way. But the only real massive success I've had, if you want to put it that way, because I've had lots of interesting successes in life, but really where the audience appears to be for me and where life seems to give back is when I pursue what I call the whole wealth method and working with others and helping them to really get emotionally whole so they can have financial success and professional success and, of course, along with those lines, personal success. And that really came from my life's journey of starting in the entertainment world when I was 4 and pursuing, you know, the path of the dancing, the singing, the acting, the writing, performing. I've had things produced. I've written shows. I've done all sorts of stuff like that, and I love it, and I still do it. I'm very, very much a proponent for positive media, and I now use my talents when I speak or if I'm doing – I have a one-woman show called Up from the Ashes. But the reality of my situation was that, you know, talk about facing tons and tons of rejection and talk about also being a self-fulfilled prophecy on that level. I had some other things conflicting in my childhood and experiences that were rather damaging. And, you know, I'm so blessed I had the outlet of my creativity. But at the same time, like so many artists, and unfortunately some of the very well-known ones that have passed away in the last few years, you know, there's the demons that we all deal with as well. And I was absolutely no stranger to that. And I was really walking a rather disastrous path. And I started to get very weighed under by that at a very young age. And by the time I was about 18, I was, like, doing all these incredible things, but truly very unhappy. And if I couldn't step out on stage and feel the joy of that, for me, life really lost its purpose or meaning. And I'm so blessed because I met individuals that were involved in the personal development industry, and that really changed my life. And the reason that it changed my life was that I understood that maybe there was something I could do within me that could change what was happening in my life. And it was a long journey, and it was a step-by-step process. But lo and behold, the Whole Wealth Method was born from that process, and it's really been my privilege to have assisted hundreds of people in moving through things now to where, you know, it's really becoming my brand. It's becoming what I'm known for, and it's exciting. I love it.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, so when you look at the Whole Wealth Method, tell me, first of all, let's talk about who is it really that it's designed for? Who's your ideal client? And then I really want to look at, you know, where would you begin that person with that process?
Yes, absolutely. My ideal client, you know, I've worked with all walks of life, and I've applied this methodology just about everywhere to try it and prove it and see if it really worked, and also in my own life. And then, you know, one day I had this really great epiphany, which was, if my methodology has worked for my health and it's worked for my relationships and it's healed all of these really great things, maybe I should try it when it comes to my relationship to money. You know, it's kind of the last place I ever chose to look at it, because my relationship to money was so disconnected, and money was used as kind of a thing that if there was something to say sorry for, you didn't say sorry, you just used money. So I had this really interesting relationship to it, and it kept me very disconnected. So one day I thought, I had the brainstorm of let's try it over here. And what happened for me, Michelle, is I was making less than $12,000 a year. I can't say that I was living a bad life. I really wasn't. I was a great manifester, but I did not have cash. And that wasn't going to work anymore. And so when I applied this methodology, the Whole Wealth Method, to that part of my life, what happened was that in the next 16 months, I turned what was less than $12,000 in earnings into over $360,000. And I didn't change what I was doing. I changed my relationship to money and my deserving and my worthiness. And so my ideal client is really the entrepreneur, the visionary. I work with salespeople, independent contractors, people who are definitely responsible for their bottom line, meaning if they're having a bad week, they're not out there in the world, they're not earning. So that's my ideal client. And typically, Michelle, they're doing everything they know how to do, you know, and they've got some dreams. They might be beat up, but they've got some dreams, you know. They've got a passion for where they're headed. But for whatever reason, they are running into, I call it the glass ceiling, you know, to coin an old corporate term. You know, they're running into this glass ceiling, and they don't know why. And it hurts. And for some people, it means that they're not paying their house note, you know. They're living off credit. They don't know what to do. And for others, it means their income has plateaued. Their business is growing and thriving, but every time they get that little extra income, there's that bigger extra expense, and everywhere in between. And occasionally, I have people that have their finances completely in order, but they're going through their third divorce, and they're realizing something is out of balance. So that's really an ideal client for me, is somebody who's really realizing that, they're doing everything right, but they're not, they're getting the wrong result.
Yeah. Okay, great. So when we look at the whole wealth method, and that's very, by the way, very inspiring to know that when applied, you were able to make those changes in that 16-month period, right? It's not do this and tomorrow's fixed. It's do this consistently, and these are the results that you get. So I love that. So talk to me about what the whole wealth method, you know, what's the process there? What is it that you're doing with them?
The whole wealth method, first, let me define this. It's called whole wealth for a reason. I do specialize in people getting the emotional wholeness so they can have the financial health. So definitely cash flow, monetization of life is a big part of what I do. But it's called whole wealth for a reason, because if somebody's got tons of money but they don't have their health, or they don't have good relationships, or as I said, they're going through their third divorce, their kids aren't talking to them, to me that's not wealth. So whole wealth means ultimately that, while the side effect is the cash flow, that this really enhances their entire life and their lifestyle as well. And the first place I typically will start with, 97% of the people who come to me, is my signature system, which is called the Whole Wealth Breakthrough. And it is that. It is the emotional wholeness breakthrough. It's when you realize, you know, what's really been happening for you that's been shutting you down, that's been on autopilot ever since you were very young, that I call a foundational lie, which is really when you were placed in a situation that you could do nothing about. And and in some cases, it's something as simple. I have a client that went to bed one night and found that their teddy bear was missing from their crib. They were all of 3 years of age. And Michelle, you know, that may not sound like a big deal, but based on what I've come to understand with the method, what happened for that child in that moment was, it wasn't like, oh, my teddy bear's missing, it's okay. That teddy bear had come home from them with the hospital. This was his buddy. You know, this was the one that was there when he was eating, there when he woke up in the middle of the night. It's the closest relationship he had outside of his parents, and one day it just disappeared. And what that client learned in that moment was that it didn't matter what you did, don't trust anything too much, because one day it could just go away. It could just blow up. It's painful. Don't do that again. And fast forward, you know, and here he is, unable to have success, because every time he's getting close to it, he completely bails on himself, and he didn't know what was running that. And so that's what the Whole Wealth Breakthrough is about, is discovering that and learning how to recognize the triggers, and then learning what to do about the triggers, and then reinventing what I call the foundational lie into a truth that's actually supporting where you want to go. And all the while, we build that strategically around your business and your passion, your purpose, your bank account. So the two fit together. And it's a 12-week process. We get together 9 times. And in that short a period, we are really able to rediscover an entire new way of being that actually allows you to have what it is that you desire in its entirety, not bits and pieces, which is what most people have.
Right. Very good. So that's so the whole wealth breakthrough is the first part of the process, and that's, you know, like you're saying, just really getting down to what are those beliefs, right, and shifting those.
And, yeah, practical steps to allow people to shift them. This is not theoretical. This is all very cognitive and experiential, meaning that there's work to be done. And I've been very careful to design a program that you can just take and apply right into your daily life. You do not have to find all this extra time to try to process all of this out. Each step that we take through those 12 weeks is specific, and each time you leave that conversation, you're out in your life applying this immediately, and people see immediate changes.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. So what comes after the whole wealth breakthrough?
Well, when people come through the Whole Wealth Breakthrough, a great percentage of my clients decide to continue working, and there's two programs that they go into. One of them is called the CEO, which is Cultivate, Expand, and Own. And this is really great because what they do now is, now that they've got the relationship to money right and they've got the cash flow, now we look at how do they stand out? How do they cultivate on their expertise and start to develop their relationship to their audience and to how they're going to bring their business forward? So if there's 50 other people in their community that are doing exactly what they're doing, how do they become the one that everybody goes to? So that's really what the CEOs about, and looking at that foundation, building out the marketing strategy or the branding strategy. And the Accelerator program is taking it just one step further in that we actually get into building those products together, if that's what they're choosing to do, and getting the branding and the marketing strategy to a whole nother level where they actually have virtual product and things of that nature. So that's the process when they work with me. And then, of course, I have some workshops and retreats that I also do, too, which is sometimes the way people find out about me to begin with.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, great. So what do you think are what's the specific roadblock, maybe, just to choose a term, that prevents people from getting started in this process?
Money.
Money. Which is the problem to begin with. So therefore, yeah, absolutely. So I had a feeling that was going to be an easy answer for you.
That was, but it's the truth of what you just said was so perfect. It is the thing to begin with that brings them right to the door. It brings them on, and we go through what I call a clarity session together. Because obviously, it has to be the right time, it has to be the right fit, and so there needs to be a conversation to make that realization together and to move forward. But they're coming because they need it. They just want it. This is not like a luxury item here. This is something
right.
that literally changes people's lives to where they can get on with what it is that they're really here to do, because the cash flow is taken care of. And without that, they're struggling and they're suffering. And the problem is that they tend to still focus on the struggle and the suffering, which is, I can't because I don't have. And if your listeners take only one thing from this and never look at my website and never do anything else with me, this idea that I can't because I don't have, you got to start looking at that conversation, because you're right. You can't because you don't have, for as long as you keep saying that.
Mm-hmm.
The minute you say, yes, I can, and I know it's coming, and I've made the choice, and I'm stepping in because I know there's enough, and it's coming from wherever. I don't even know where it's coming from, but I'm willing. I'm willing to just change this, do it differently. For once, you're going to see entirely different results. And I have been on all sides of this conversation, Michelle, so I completely appreciate what it feels like to think that you don't have the resources. But as long as you feel that, I can't say this loud enough, as long as you feel that, you're right, you don't.
Yeah, that's really good. I hope you guys are really paying attention to that. So, yeah, you're setting yourself up to continue to not have the resources with that
yep.
belief process. So, excellent.
And I will say this. I had somebody share that philosophy with me quite some time ago on my path, because I've had great mentors and great teachers, and I practice what I preach. I have my coaches. I have people that go to me and keep me in alignment and do all of that stuff too. But I remember somebody saying something kind of similar to that to me, and at the time when I heard that, I really wanted to smack them. So I get that there's a point when they say, you just have to make the decision, and how frustrating that can be. But I got to tell you, it's like, don't stick your toe in the water. Dive in. Just make the decision, because the rewards are so worth it. And quite honestly, if you're already struggling, truly, if all you're looking at is, well, what if I get this wrong? Well, you already know how to struggle. So, okay, if what you get is more struggle out of it, which I promise you won't, you'll get something else entirely. You'll get success. But if the biggest fear is what you already know, then that kind of removes that obstacle.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Very good. So we only have a couple of minutes left before we go
mm-hmm.
to break again. And so I wanted to be sure that we share with everyone how they can get in touch with you and be connected to you. And then also, I know you just had a virtual retreat. So I'd love to hear how that went and more about that.
The virtual retreat is a great way to understand this whole dynamic of relationship to money. It's called For the Love of Money, Turning Your Money Woes into Money Wows and Wins. And it is a very intense workshop entirely focused on changing your relationship to money. It's not the breakthrough. It's not the methodology, of course, is the root of everything I do. But this is specific. If you want to just right now begin to understand what I'm talking about at a whole new level, at a cellular level, then the For the Love of Money retreat is exactly where you want to be. And I do it virtually so that people don't have to worry about flying someplace or staying in a hotel room or any of those kinds of things. And, I just did one this Saturday, and I just have been getting feedback for the last few days of how much it's impacted people already. So I'm kind of flying high on that because I changed some, you know, they changed their lives by being there. So if more information to get a hold of me and to get more information on that, the simplest thing is just to go to Gmail, and it's moneyretreat@gmail.com, and just use that email. That comes to me. It comes through my assistant and to me. So even if you're interested in something other than the money retreat, the whole wealth breakthrough, or whatever you'd like to do, set up a clarity session with me, absolutely fine. Moneyretreat.com is the way to do it. Directly, my number is 615-823-0073. That's 615-823-0073. 800-582-2772, and www. For an overview of the company, you can go to wholewealthglobal.com. That's wholewealthglobal.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. It's been great having you here with us today. And I want to be sure that everyone gets connected to Deborah. So this is Deborah Bishop. I just sat here and thought, did I say her last name earlier? I think I might have, but I'm not sure. So anyway, guys, thank you, Deborah. This has been fantastic.
Michelle,
and
it's
I really
a
appreciate
pleasure.
It. Awesome. All right, guys, so we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll visit with our next guest, Arla DeField.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tuck Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tuck Talk Radio Network can help you, go to TuckTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tuff Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Okay, and we are back with our second guest for the show. Arla, are you there?
I am, Michelle. Hello.
Hi, how are you? So let me just tell everyone, this is Arla DeField. Am I saying that right?
You are.
Yeah, okay, great. You know, Arla and I just spent some time together in Seattle a couple of weeks ago, so it's very exciting to have you on the show today.
Thank you. Yes, I'm very excited. I had a great time with you live in person. That was awesome. I encourage anybody who has the opportunity to take that opportunity to go see Michelle and interact with her live, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much. Arla is just a fantastic business coach. And I have to say, I was going to read your bio a little bit, and then when I was on your website, I saw this great testimonial that someone had written for you, and it was like exactly what I would have said after I met you, right? So it says, Arla is a get-it-done person who has amazing focus. She possesses a high level of integrity and is one of the most thoughtful people I know. Because of her patience and wisdom added to her business experience, she is one of the best business coaches you can find. I thought that was just powerful, Arla, I have to say. And after getting to spend the day with you in Seattle, that would so defined exactly how I would describe you. You are that no-nonsense, let's get this stuff done. You're very focused on building businesses, and you have an exciting backstory. I'm going to let you share that with everyone. I want to let everyone know that your website is thinkandgrowbusiness.com, and we'll talk more about that later. But let's start with you just kind of sharing how you got to this point.
I have been an entrepreneur from a very young age. I started out in the eighth grade, and I know that there's some people that might have started before then, but for me the big breakthrough was cinnamon toothpicks. And I was making them in, you know, my little home basement bedroom and packaging them up and taking them and distributing them, supply and demand. And I was doing really, really well until the hallway Nazis got a hold of me and said, you know, you can't be distributing that in junior high school. It's like, oh, okay. Which, like, totally supply and demand, right? Business. The prices doubled overnight. And, you know, considering I was in the eighth grade, I was raking in probably between $40 and $50 a week. And I know that doesn't necessarily seem a lot right now to maybe people who are looking at starting a business, but when you're in the eighth grade, that's better than babysitting.
That's right.
And so I just went from there, and I got shut down a second time and was presented the choice of, you know, stop doing it for good or maybe get suspended from school. So I moved on to my next venture, and I have owned and run a retail service and repair motorcycle shop. I've done some business investing. I just love business. I've loved it from a very early age. I have helped a lot of people get started in business, and I realized, you know what, I am very good at this. This is definitely one of my gifts. And so I went and got the certification to be a business coach, and then I also had the opportunity to get certified as a next level instructor. And next level is a curriculum that is endorsed by the SBA, Small Business Administration, and it's taught in chambers of commerce, small business development centers, business incubators all across the United States and Canada. And it's taught in an on-site setting, so live. You go there 3 hours a week. It's an amazing class. But I realize that there's a lot of people that just don't have that opportunity to say, I can commit to 3 hours a week to go someplace live and do a class. So I've been in the process of dealing with the next level to bring this to an online format. And so that's really where I'm at and kind of how I got there.
Very cool. Awesome. So is the online, on-demand education type situation, is that what you're focused on right now?
It is what I'm focused on right now. I have another speaking kind of business that I do where I teach people how to say no without feeling guilty. But really that ties back into if you want to start a business, there are a lot of things that you're going to need to learn to say no to. And I learned that when I help people start businesses. And it all comes down to, and I thought, you know, your tagline is brilliant, by the way, taking action. I mean, it really comes down to taking action.
Right.
The people that I work with right now come to me and they want to start a business. And they necessarily don't have the training or the background that it takes to feel comfortable in taking that action because let's face it, it's a very scary step in a lot of people's lives. I mean, you are committing time, energy, and resources to starting a business, and it might not work. So how do you start out with the best possible foundation to just know, just have that extra little level of this is going to work? I believe it is starting out with a firm foundation of having a really good research, well-written business plan. And I don't mean a 70-page formal document necessarily. I mean, you've looked at some of the decisions that you're going to need to make when you're in business, and you've made them, you've looked at them, so that when you're starting up and the business process throws you a slider instead of a fastball, you're ready for it. You know how to react to that and change what you're doing to utilize some of the opportunities that come your way.
Okay, cool. So So not a 70-page business plan, you said, but what is it that they should be looking at for this business plan? What are some of the questions they need to be answering?
Well, the first question that I would say is now the time to start a business? And for a lot of people, it may not be the time to start it. There may be pieces of the puzzle that you want to get in place before you actually start a business. So for me, that's the biggest question. And then the next biggest question really is, what's your business going to be? And you're going to see, millions of websites out there that talk about starting a business and what to do and how to do it. And you're going to get conflicting advice from, probably two or three different people if you go and you look on the web for any length of time about how to start a business. And here's the thing that I think, and I've looked at a lot of these sites, Michelle, and I'm sure that you have, and I'm sure that anybody out there who is in business or is thinking about it has looked at this stuff. And here's the thing. It's not all bad advice, even if it's conflicting. A lot of times it depends on you and what your business is going to be and what your process is that you want to follow to get into business.
Right.
So I think that that's really important, is to figure out what's going to work for you, take that action, and then tweak it to see, I love this series of questions, right? Like, what worked, what didn't, what next?
Mm-hmm. Very good. Go ahead.
There's always going to be that little part of whatever action you take that didn't work and that did work.
Right. That's exactly right. And it doesn't matter how long you've been in business. I've had businesses that we were in business for 60 years, and I've had businesses where we've been in business for 4, like the coaching that I'm in now. It doesn't matter where you're in business. There are always actions, and this is the perfect question for your regroup afterwards. What worked, what didn't, what's next, right? That's perfect.
Get
that, write it down, stick it on your monitor. What worked, what didn't, what's next? Oh, my God. You will change your business, right?
Absolutely. Well, and it keeps you out of dwelling on what didn't work, right?
Right.
I've been in business. I've had those moments where it's like, oh, not only was that a fail, but that was like an epic fail.
Yeah.
And if you dwell in that fail or epic fail, then you're stuck there and you don't get out of it. And in business, it's very important to continue taking action and moving and defining what you want to do. And I think that what next is really important to keep you out of that spinning your wheels and that this didn't work. Or even this did work. Like, I have seen people in business who have epic success in that moment, and their business is not moving forward, which can be just as devastating.
That's right. That is absolutely right. A lot of people get in that situation, too. They don't see that coming. I think that's the problem with it, right, is they think, oh, my gosh, the success is going to be so great, and they don't see that it can be something that shuts you down as well. So,
exactly. Oh, yeah.
Good.
One of the biggest things that I see that really take out startup businesses in the first few years is not lack of customers. It's too many. They have growth too fast, too soon, and they haven't pre-planned for what that's going to look like.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I watched a great show on CNBC this weekend about Southwest Airlines and how they built slowly, right? That was one of the things that he kept saying was that they had the opportunity to take on lots of different travel lanes early, but they chose to focus on the ones that they were focused on, make those unbelievably good, and then add slowly. So I think you're right. I think that fast growth it can be, unless you're prepared, it can be detrimental.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Awesome. All right. So once they know that it's time to start a business and they've kind of figured out what they think it's going to be, any other important pieces to be looking at for their business plan?
Well, yes. I think that this step here is where a lot of people are and it's where a lot of people shut down. So I think a lot of people out there, for whatever reason, they've always wanted to start a business, or maybe they're in a position right now where it's like, you know what, I had a job and now I don't have a job and now it's time to start a business, possibly. They have an idea what they want to do. They've kind of taken a look at it. They know that they need a plan. I mean, let's face it. The biggest piece of information out there is have a plan. You go and you look at any business website, for the most part, and there's always those, you know, disclaimers, the ones that say don't do a plan, just jump right in. I can't agree with that course of action personally. And it works for some people, which is awesome, but most people know deep down that they have to have at least a little bit of a plan.
Right.
And that stops them. Like, they know, but they don't know what to do next. They don't know, you know, the dreaded R word, which is research, right? How do I do
yeah.
research? I remembered, like, the very first business plan that I wrote. Research was not getting on Google and doing some searches and in 3 hours coming up with a bunch of information. It was going to the library and slogging through. Oh, my gosh. I dread to even, you know, think about that. I cringe, and I love writing business plans, and I cringe about that whole process. But it's not like that anymore. You can
yeah.
get online with your local library and a couple of links usually to some resource databases on your library and do not only quickly and easily, but more effective research than ever before the internet. But that research word is just, I mean, I see people like roll their eyes back into their head as soon as that word is mentioned, and they're done.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's it. They're done. And what I would like to tell people is it is not that hard. And if that's where you're at, if that whole step of, I know I need a business plan, but that whole business plan, the research, that's what's stopping you, don't let it stop you. Push through that. What I offer is step-by-step guidance on how to go out and get the information you need to make the decisions that are going to build you a successful business.
That's brilliant, because you know what? That information is all out there. And now we might actually be on the other end of the spectrum where there's too much information. So it's a little harder to disseminate what to use and what not to use, what to believe and what not to believe. You know, I tell my kids all the time, be very careful what you believe, you know. So it needs to be backed up by a reputable source. But, you know, whenever you're saying people get really scared of research, I have to tell you, I think those 10th grade English teachers and their research papers ruined a bunch of us, right? So we're just afraid.
I would almost be a little scared if you say the word research and somebody gets all excited, because then you're kind of going like,
Yeah, that's true.
And if somebody is not excited about research, believe me, they do not need my help. I mean, they, you know, turn them loose, right?
yeah, I know. I love it. If you guys are in the position where you're just in startup mode, and I know I have a very diverse audience. I have people who listen who are thinking about business. I have people who listen who just, you know, maybe you've been in business for a year and it's not moving anywhere. Guess what? You're in startup mode. And
mm-hmm.
you could be in business 3 years and not be moving anywhere and still be in startup mode, right? And so
yes.
Maybe it is time to back up and sit down and look at the business plan. And see, you know what? What again? Ask those questions: what worked, what didn't, and what's next? And look at revisit the plan that you put together. I'm all about making the plan. So cool. So we have a few more minutes before we go to break. I want to be sure that we tell them how to connect with you, and then get any last minute thoughts, anything that they absolutely need to take away from the show today. So let's start with how to get in touch with you.
Okay, well, the easiest way to get in touch with me is go to my website, thinkandgrowbusiness.com. There is a contact form. You can email me directly through that contact form, and I will answer all my emails. I think that's the core value that I have is to reach out to people that have reached out to me. I just think it's polite for one thing, but I also think that there's a lot of integrity in if I put a contact form up there to actually follow through on the contact that I get. So there's that for email. If you want to call me directly, I will give my direct line out. It's 971-244-3990. And there again, if you call me, I may not be able to answer immediately, but leave a message and I will get back to you. And then if you want to stay in touch with me through email, you can sign up to get my newsletters. I send out actionable tips and strategies and resources. And I also have a free business startup checklist that I'd be happy to share with anybody who's interested, whether you're in business or not already. There's a lot of really good information in there just kind of to think about where are you going, what do you need to consider. And if you're in business and you're not making money, you're not in business until you actually make some money. So maybe there are some questions on there that'll, you know, just give you a little idea on what to tweak to start making some money.
Very good. Love it.
The way to contact me.
So what would be your biggest takeaway for them from the show today with you?
You know, the biggest takeaway I think for anybody is if you have a dream of starting a business or you've started your dream business and it's not where you want it to be, take action and get help to get that to the next level. Sometimes it takes a second set of eyes or a third or, you know, how many ever sets of eyes on what you're doing to get you some ideas to go ahead and just move that to the next level. And you can do it. Don't give up. Just don't give up. You've put too much time and effort and yourself into what you want to do or what you're doing. So don't give up.
Awesome. Great advice. I love that. Thank you so much for being here. It's so great to talk to you again so soon. So we'll have to do this more often. Arla, are you still there?
Oh, there you are.
Oh, there you are.
I
lost you for a moment. So cool. Great. It was really great having you here. I just wanted you to know that. And, you know, we'll have to have you back. I'm sure you got tons of other great tips you could give. So we'll talk.
Well, thank you for having me. And, yes, I do have some awesome tips, and I just encourage anybody that's out there that's interested in connecting with me, go ahead and connect with me, and I'll be happy to share them with you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. And guys, be sure you hold on. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll have a few last-minute tips and some recaps. So see you in a minute.
Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, a show that delves into the hot topics of life. Lloyd takes life's issues head-on with hard-hitting interviews with professionals such as doctors and teachers, as well as those that have experienced life's alerting issues, whether professional, emotional, or physical. Lloyd wants to help those that are searching for answers to living a successful life. Life's Issues airs every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Find out more at lifesissueswithlloydrosen.com.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Well, so I was actually just sitting here thinking about what Arla just said. That last comment, if you have a dream of starting a business or if you're in a business that is maybe still struggling, sometimes it takes a second set of eyes. And I want to expand on that because, you know, what you saw today, we had Deborah on first, Deborah Bishop, and then we had Arla DeField, and they are both business coaches. You know, I do business coaching. There are so many different business coaches out there. The two of them had very different approaches to building your business. And I'm glad to see that they were on the same show, because for me, I've just kind of been sitting here going, you know, it's really true. There are, you know, there's a person out there for every person. So if you're in business, whether you have the dream and desire to build a business, to start a business, whether you've been in business and it's a struggle, or maybe your business is kicking it and you're ready to take it to the next level, right? Whatever that is, what you have known, what you have done has gotten you to where you are, but it takes more to get to the next level. And so I want to encourage you, look for, reach out to those people who are potential, you know, potentially that second set of eyes for your business. You know, I've owned lots of businesses in my life, and, you know, from the grocery store to mobile home parks and trucking companies and, you know, just everything in between, flipping houses, doing all kind of stuff. But one thing we always had in those businesses was we always had mentors. We always had a board of directors. We always had a group of people that we could go to say, yeah, okay, great, you've been doing it this way, but look, this is a different way to look at it. You know, I sat in my CPA's office 2 weeks ago and with him saying, you know, great, so we've done this, but look at this as a possibility, right? So we all have to have that knowledge from other people and their expertise, and especially when it comes to business development. My guess would be that, you know, 80 to maybe even 90% of entrepreneurs did not go to school to get a degree in business. You know, I have a degree in accounting, so my degree is in a business, but most do not. I mean, the majority of entrepreneurs start out because they lost their job, or they think their boss sucks and they can do it better, or they've, you know, or someone like me and like Arlen, like Deborah, they have, you know, just been bitten with the entrepreneurial bug at birth. And so, you know, it is a way of life, right? However, there is knowledge out there. We can't, as the entrepreneur, know everything. We have to surround ourselves with the best, most knowledgeable people. And sometimes, most times, those people are paid, right? We pay for their knowledge, and that's okay. This is our college education. Look at it as getting your degree when you're working with a business coach or a sales coach or a speech coach or whatever those pieces are that you need to take your business to the next level. So didn't mean to get on my soapbox, but I just loved how she closed that out. I thought that was fantastic. Be sure that you connect back with both of them. Deborah's website, wholewealthglobal.com, and check out her Whole Wealth Method. She gave us lots of great pointers earlier on the call. And then for Arla, it's thinkandgrowbusiness.com, and a couple of great takeaways there. You heard me say it many times because I was just so impressed with the simplicity of these questions. What worked, what didn't, what's next? I can tell you that I spent the day Friday with my client Jenna. We worked her event. We were very specific, very strategic. We knew exactly how we wanted things to go. And what we did at 9 o'clock at night after the event was over and the reception was over, we sat down and we said what worked, what didn't, and what's next. And we went through the day and went through the process and looked at what we had done and what we will change for next time. You have to do those things, or you will continue to repeat the same mistakes over and over. And I'm going to take that one step further, because you will forget about the successes. Because one of the things I notice with entrepreneurs, if you're at all like me, is you get really bored very quickly. So even when something works great, you'll do it a couple of times and then you're bored with it and you don't do it anymore. And a lot of times when I'm working with clients, what I do is I ask them, so tell me about the past. What have you done that's worked, whether it's in this business or in a previous business? Okay, so I encourage you guys to think about that. What have you done in the past that worked, and why not pull it out of mothballs and try it again? It might need a slight adjustment, but you can do that, right? All right, fantastic show. Thank you so much for listening. Just last-minute reminder about the tour, makemoremoneytour.com. Go check it out. See if I'm coming to a city near you. This is Michelle Sism saying, be decisive. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Sism, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.